This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Key COVID-19 metrics are steadily declining in Colorado. There are fewer than 250 people hospitalized with the virus after hovering around the 300 mark nearly all summer. Meanwhile, the test positivity rate is just over 7%, though that figure does not account for home COVID tests. The Omicron subvariant BA5 is responsible for 80% of Colorado COVID cases as of mid-July, the latest data from the state health department. Some of Colorado's GOP Congress members continue to question the FBI's search of former President Donald Trump's Florida home, but CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Democratic Representative Joe Neguse says everyone should wait for the results.
Neguse thinks members of Congress aren't really in a position to weigh in on the search warrant for documents allegedly in Trump's possession. He says Congress doesn't have all the information.
I also think it's important for the Department of Justice, consistent with its past protocols and the way in which it has handled these types of matters in the past, to share with the public the additional information about the events of the past few days, given the unprecedented nature.
But on Twitter, GOP Representative Ken Buck and fervent Trump supporter Congresswoman Lauren Boebert vowed to hold the department accountable. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Hot weather conditions are expected to lead to more intense ozone pollution across much of the Front Range and lower foothills tonight and tomorrow. Health officials say the pollution could trigger problems for people with asthma or other lung conditions. Those people should limit their outdoor activity until about 8 p.m. both days. Right now in Denver, it's 89 degrees. This is CPR News at 7:06.